Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast. Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. I'm Ellie Gibson.
And I'm Helen Thorne.
And today we are joined by our regular guest, Steve Hill.
Regular guest, regular backup guest.
All right. All right. Would you prefer Token Man?
That's okay, yeah.
Yeah, we're joined by our token stay-at-home dad.
Just tell me who pulled out.
It's not important. It's not important right now. You are special to us, Steve.
Thank you
for joining us on the podcast again. Last time I think you were on the podcast, it was the Christmas special, wasn't it? Can you remember any of that?
Remember it. I've been living in your bins for 5 months.
We thought we'd get you back on, Steve, because, of course, we're coming around to Father's Day again.
Oh, so, yeah.
That's right.
What are your expectations this year? George is coming on 4 now.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what they are. I was ordered by his nursery to deliver a plain T-shirt.
Really?
So I'm already £5 down.
In your size, that is.
Well, actually, it did turn out. When I went to the shop, there was a small on XXXL. I thought, I'm not going to wear it anyway.
You know.
May as well get my money's worth. They can do whatever they do to it. I'll pretend to like it, chuck it in the cupboard, never look at it again. So, yeah, I can't wait to see what they do with that plain white T-shirt that I bought myself. And imagine my surprise.
That's quite exciting. Does George know it's going to be
Father's
Day?
He doesn't give the tiniest. He doesn't know anything beyond himself, no.
No.
He's the most selfish person I've ever met.
Fair enough.
If your son is like anything my kids, like they will come home, because the school obviously makes all this stuff for, you know, the dad.
And
they come home like a week before and go, we've got your present, it's blah, 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 blah. Here it is. And they unwrap it for him. They cannot wait. I think that's the joy of giving the presents. But that whole concept of waiting is just a bit beyond them, really.
Yeah, it's just another made-up thing, like, you know, like Easter and Christmas that the card companies make up.
Okay.
Well, happy Father's Day, Steve.
No, honestly, I can wait.
So the theme for this week's podcast is, well, we wanted to talk about boys, basically, didn't we?
Yes.
Because I've got two of them now. you've got one, Helen, and you've
got one, yes.
Steve. And of course, Steve, you were one at some point.
Correct, yeah.
So there's a nice link there.
Many years
ago. Yeah, see what we've done.
Yes, that's right. Now, I'm excited about this episode because, yeah, we have, obviously, Ellie and I are both women. We always talk about a bit of a women's perspective. So we're going all cock and balls for this for this episode.
So, Steve, tell us how you see the world.
Just through an eye mask, normally.
Let's start with you know, what were your expectations of raising boys?
A friend of mine once said to me, boys are stupid, girls are evil.
That's lovely.
Ain't
that
it?
Never really changes.
Yeah, it? No. which is, you know, they're much more complex than that. But I remember I had a girl first, and Matilda was actually much more, she seemed a much more complicated baby, or not complicated, just more intense. And then I had Hugo, and I just had to put him on a boob or feed him with a bottle.
Again, that never changes.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, give him a bit of a cuddle, and there was, yeah, I found him a lot easier second time round, but also I was a mum second time round as well. But
how much of that do you think is to do with gender, and how much is it just to do with the fact that babies are different and they have different personalities?
Yeah. Oh no, I mean, I think Hugo's much easier to please. He likes sticks. He needs a big space to run around.
Yeah.
And I found Hugo, in a nutshell, slightly easier, but more difficult in a physical sense.
Oh, yeah.
With girls, I can just sit down and do things on a very micro level, but With boys, I actually had to get off the sofa, which was a bit of a pain, really.
I have noticed that, though, with NCT groups or, you know, generally groups of kids, often the girls will sit down and sort of do an activity together quite quietly, and the boys will just run round and round and round and round in circles around whatever's going on. And
idiots.
And that, and in a way, that's easy, because you just expect that that's what they will need. You need a big space.
You just got to run them like dogs, basically.
Absolutely, yeah.
That is actually in my notes. Is
it? Dog. Did you know that George was going to be a boy?
No, I was kind of very nervous about it. You know, mainly nervous, you know, that no one dies. Secondary, I was just waiting as they carved him from his mother's body and held him up. Just look for the cock, and just saw the nutsack and the cock.
Yeah.
And yeah, overjoyed. I didn't look at his face for another couple of hours. And then was led away and almost fainted, obviously, with the horror of it all.
So did you really want a boy? Was that a big thing?
Yeah. I was going to say, a friend of mine whose first one was a girl, he said he was just disappointed.
Oh, God.
For a couple of minutes. And then, he's grown to love her.
Oh, my God.
I'd
have been upset if it was a girl. What do you want me to say?
Well, not upset, but
it would be my second choice.
Isn't that sexist?
Oh, everything's f***ing sexist.
why do we ask men on the podcast?
Overjoyed that he was a boy, yeah.
Yeah.
Because what would I do with a girl? Absolutely no interest.
Oh,
what,
girls are fantastic. They're great.
I don't know what I would be doing. What would I have done today?
Well, yeah,
just
like,
about
I don't
watching Frozen or something.
I see that I'm going to miss it. I do. I am sad that I'm going to miss out on Frozen. I love Frozen.
Well, watch it anyway.
Well, maybe I do.
No, I think that's it. And you do load a lot of your expectations. Like if you've had brothers or sisters or, you know, whatever gender you are, you kind of think, oh, these are the things I'm going to do with this kid.
Mm.
But then they come along and they surprise you. Like I have a daughter who is into horses and I hate horses. I hate everything about them. But I, with patience and time, have learned to love, and I will obviously encourage her if she loves it. But
I didn't know.
I'm too fat for a horse.
No,
it is. It is.
Some pretty big horses.
Shire.
No, there was a weight limit at her pony club, and I thought,
I didn't know that. Though that's another thing we haven't got. I fucking hate horses.
Yeah,
I never saw another horse.
No.
Honestly,
I know
people who spend their time on horses every day. Oh, can never go to anything because they have to do something with a horse.
There's a weird...
Who cares?
People have this
They've invented the car.
There is a magical connection with...
Oh, man and horse.
Yeah,
and
no,
dog.
It is.
And but dog and horse.
No, when Matilda was a little baby and you'd have, like, you know, the packet of plastic animals, she would pick up the horse. There is some DNA programming going on. Speaking out about horse connection, but
I thought you must be into horses because you grew up in country Australia where there's nothing to do but horses.
No. Pony Club, I remember, was this bitchy in-house, you know, and then there'd be the girls who whinnied at school and played horses going, "Hey, I'm going to be this," and I'm like,
Christ.
Yeah, so and I was like, boy. No. And then,
did you go to school with Princess Anne?
No. I went to school with bogans and sluts. it was just not me, and I think that's one of the, you know, lovely and challenging things about being a parent is that they will turn around and like something that you don't like.
And also Charlie, you know, does like things that maybe I wouldn't have necessarily expected. Like he really likes cooking, which is great, and he also really likes RuPaul's Drag Race, which is my favourite television
because he just discovered that
just naturally Drag Race. It's a family show in the sense that all the euphemisms about anal sex are very, very veiled. You would only get them if you're an adult, so that's fine.
But it's nice leading up to school that you're getting that kind of vocab.
Before you ask,
work it, girls, work it.
That's it. They don't ever say it's a bit like they're like Carry On films, you know. I think, and I used to watch those when I was a child, and I had no idea what was going on.
And look at you now.
Exactly. Very sophisticated in terms of my sense of humour.
Work it hard, Ellie. Work it hard. I bet at his 21st, that's going to come up. Mum would make me watch drag queens as a child.
Yes. And now is in my new incarnation, Charlotte. Steve, is having a boy, so you were happy when, you know, George was born a boy. Is it turned out to be what you expected?
Well, apart from, you know, being incredibly annoying. He's pretty mad. He's obsessed with cars, which, again, you with horses, for me, a car is, you know,
it's just a
way of getting from A to B. But he could recognise most major brands. And once we sat having a custard pie recently, he went, "Don't see many Chryslers on the roads these days." You're three. And you would know what a Chrysler is, yeah.
I was fascinated.
BMW, Mercedes, Lamborghini. Wow. We get a lot of those around our way. We did have a Lamborghini pulled up recently, and he's like, "Yeah, let's have a look at that." Kicking the wheels. And
Exchange and Mark? What are you doing?
Have you showed him Top Gear?
I've never seen Top Gear in my life.
Really? So,
I think he's probably seen more of it than me, yeah. But he just has thousands of toy cars. But the annoying thing is, you know, he put them over a ramp. Look, it landed on its roof, then it went slightly that way, and then it went back on its wheels. Really? That was so interesting. Can you show me again exactly what happened with that car? I pretend to like cars for his sake, yeah.
Good.
Could not give a
What about you, Helen? Is having a boy what you expected?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I have three brothers. I grew up like wanting to play football, and there's that awful term tomboy. I just like playing football,
Means lesbian, doesn't it?
Come on, Ellie, what's my catchphrase? Not since university.
Yeah. Boom.
Yes, haven't visited the Isle of Lesbos for a while, Stephen. yes. I've hung up my football shoes, that's what I'm saying. They're back in the closet. I liked spending that kind of time with my brothers. Like, I'd kick the football with them, loved listening to the cricket, being part of that. So I kind of had a good idea about what a boy was going to be
sharing,
like.
Sharing sport is, because I've been watching sport on my own for few decades now, so now I've got someone to watch it with, and George can not only recognise like the top 10 darts players in the world by their faces, he can recognise them by me imitating their throw.
Wow!
He can tell you who that is. You go, yeah, that's MVG.
He's gonna be a popular dude.
That's James Wade, left-handed.
Really,
so that's brilliant. He has been to 7 Chester FC games as well. He will tell you he's been to Woking, Eastleigh, Grimsby, Southend in the Cup, Chester home game, Forest Green, possibly one other.
Wow.
By the age of 3.
He's going to be great fun at dinner parties.
He likes dinner parties, though.
And either of your boys, Ellie and Steve, like a member of your family? Like, do you see Charlie?
Well, he's very talkative and stubborn and, you know, likes his own way. I can't imagine there's no one in my family like that.
No, not at all.
So, yeah, I don't know. Difficult. Is Georgie like you, do you think? I'm trying to think.
He's pretty depressed, yeah.
So what are our top tips for having had boys? We've got between us, we've probably got, God, like a decade's worth of experience between
us. We have
now.
Yeah.
What's the number one thing you've learned, Helen?
Have fun with it. Like I got frustrated that Hugo didn't want to do painting or the things I wanted to do, or the things I want to do with Matilda, and let that go.
Mm.
Just enjoy what they enjoy, and then you'll have a good time, I think.
Steve?
Yeah, like I said, you just got to run them ragged. It is very physical. Literally, you know, throwing them in the air, swinging around, punching the face, tickling, like petting.
No.
But yeah, no, it is full on. It is, you know, I've just done 2 days back to back and I'm absolutely shattered. I feel like I've been beaten up. Because I have.
I think having freedom and boundaries at the same time, I think that's the best thing for boys, because
that's almost a real point.
What? Shut up! I'm not drunk enough, obviously.
Read this?
No, but I'm just coming around because, like, you know, Hugo, who's my last child, is just about to go off to school in a couple of months, and I'm feeling very like I need to enjoy this child. He's just about to start school forever.
We're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
But part of you also thinks. Yes.
There's a little bit of me going, oh my God, I'm going to get 2 minutes to myself, which is lovely. But also school's great and makes them happy.
What would you say are the best bits about having boys?
Just back to watching darts again, really. celebrating a goal with your son, it beats celebrating with your mates. If you ever supported another team, it'd be dead to me.
Oh.
And he'd have to find his own way there.
Ellie, you've got two of them.
I'm really, what I love is seeing them together. And again, I don't know how much this is a gender thing, because I know some brothers and sisters who really get on, and some, you know, siblings of the same gender who don't get on. But Charlie, when I was pregnant with Joe, Charlie really wanted a boy, and he kept saying he wanted a baby brother. And now he's so proud of him, and he loves telling people he's got a baby brother, and he wants to share a room with him, and he wants to have bunk beds, and he's quite protective of him. And I'm not sure he would have been the same if Joe was a girl. In fact, well, he told me he wouldn't. He told me that if it was a girl, he'd throw it out the window.
Yeah.
So,
I did that as a child. I cried at the hospital.
What, I thought you threw someone out the window.
No, I did. No, my mum had my younger brother, Henry, and they took me to the hospital. And I cried and said, I wanted a girl! And, like, had a big tantrum.
Oh.
And then spent the next 3 years trying to kill him.
Oh,
like literally they had to put locks on his bedroom door.
Oh God.
In the night I would drag him out of the bed and things like that. So No, it's nice. Charlie likes Joe.
Yes. Thank you. So far.
So good. Yeah.
Hopefully they won't actually kill each other is really what I'm saying. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. That's the end goal. Dream.
he's fairly gentle, isn't he? Do you attack him yet or anything?
He has not. No, he hasn't attacked him, I don't think.
Just attacks my son.
Just George and Charlie. Well, really Charlie gouging George's eyes out, is it?
But it's just a classic encounter, because one is strong, one is fast. It's shark versus bear. George also has a long-range weaponry.
He's like a ranger. Yeah.
And Hugo's like the lion, because he likes to bite.
Yeah.
So yesterday, we met up and they went, let's fight, was the first one we said. And then, let's fashion some guns, let's pretend to shoot each other, let's actually hit each other, and then let's one of us bite one. What is wrong with you? This is why men start wars.
This is it. And the guns thing, I don't understand. I've never bought Charlie a gun. I've never let him have like a gun. We've never watched a television program with guns.
Yeah.
Like, but you show him a stick and he'll pick it up and tell you it's a gun or some, you know, a toothbrush or a coat hanger, whatever it is. He wanted, yesterday when we were getting ready to go and see you, I had some coat hangers on the bed and he wanted to take coat hangers to play with George, pretend it was a bow and arrow.
Stop to that. Something in Borstal.
What are your hopes for George, Steve? Do you have like a secret fantasy life that he's going to lead?
I hope he leaves home early. it's terrifying, isn't it? Who knows? You know, just as long as he's not a murderer or anything like that.
Oh, that's
just
lovely.
Hope he's happy.
Yeah.
And can care for me in my dotage.
Yeah.
And drive me to away games.
Oh, that's a beautiful image. So there's lots of talk about, you know, how like it's getting harder for boys these days and girls are performing better in school and all this and how perhaps it's actually, you know, you do need different strategies for raising boys. So Helen, you found some top 10 guidelines.
Yes, I have. I've been doing my research, Ellie. You know, I like researching. Google. And I got onto the Baby Centre and they gave top 10 guidelines for raising boys, which was 1, give him some responsibility.
Like what? Here's the car keys.
Mow the lawn.
The mortgage is due on the 31st. What are you going to do about
it?
Man up.
Right. 2, let him show his emotions.
Yeah, his emotions are hiding under a table and crying. Don't do that.
Give him plenty of physical affection.
Yeah.
Cuddles, yeah.
I kiss Charlie and cuddle him so much it drives him bonkers and makes him hate me. So that's...
4, don't try to shut down his high revving engine.
Oh.
Metaphorically.
Mm.
Yeah, they do go through the gears. When you know sometimes you literally just throw them into the garden almost. Like,
yeah, you can hear the...
Run to the bottom there 20 times.
Yeah.
Come back.
That's it. These are quite good tips.
They are just like they're on... Strong drugs the whole time. They're just, where they go.
Peeking. They're raving all the time. 5, don't worry if he isn't acting masculine enough.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah. I think
I would never, that's not something that would worry me, I don't think.
You just love to have a gay kid.
I really want a gay son.
Your dream.
I really want one. Just one would be fine.
It'd be nice to you.
6, give him a chance to polish his social skills.
Yeah, my kid's got none. We had his school report this week. I went, academically, he'll be fine. So, social skills, appalling. That's my boy.
You are paraphrasing, aren't you, Mr. Hill?
No, pretty much word for word.
Oh,
well, in their own time. Everyone does it in their own time. Make music part of his life. Blah.
Well, yeah, I did. If you click onto that, it's like playing the recorder. Don't do that.
Number 8, encourage his interests, even if they aren't boy activities.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes, it's a common theme.
Oh, Ellie and Steve, you're number one in the parenting.
I've never seen it, by the way.
It says, get involved at school. Netflix. Now, I like this. I'm going to look directly into Ellie Gibson's eyes. Get involved at school.
Why?
Can you see her physically contorting?
Why is that specific to boys as well? Why I don't like... this is nonsense, this list.
Hang on. Now, going to school and being part of that is like... It's like now you're pregnant and you're having ideas about what having a baby is like.
Right.
Because once you're in school, it's a different... I'm sure you'll be putting your hand up going, I'll make the bunting.
I will never make bunting. I will say on the podcast now, I will write it in blood. I will never make bunting.
And the last one is praise the positive.
That's just
again. How is that boy specific? This list is bunkum. That's what I'm saying to you, Dawn. This list is bunkum. Sexist. It's a sexist list.
What do you mean? I got it from the internet and cut and pasted into this running order.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, going back to you, Steve Hill, you know, you as a boy, what helped you sort of thing? What?
It's pretty much f***ing, isn't it, from about the age of
12. So basically support f***ing, allow them to
f***. You can't stop them.
Well, no, but I mean, do you... I'm quite nervous about it. Did you ever mention it? Did you ever have a conversation with your mum about it?
Christ, no.
No, it was just unspoken. Well,
I phone her up every time these days.
Is there anything looking back at your childhood you think, well, I'm going to do that differently, or I'm definitely going to do that because that worked for me? Or
I was just very excited to get a portable telly in my room and shut the door and f*** the rest of the world off. And that really hasn't changed. So it wasn't that portable. It was attached to the wall. It weighed about 8 kilograms. And
like an iPad.
Yeah, that's portable. Finally, the iPad. The portable television has been invented.
Yay!
4 years ago. They've still got it in the loft, the same telly.
Oh.
As they switched off the analogue channel. Just watched it go.
In the loft.
Just watched it flicker off.
Yeah. Well, let's fast forward then into the future. Forget past, Steve. Let's go into future, Steve. Let's say it's like 25 years from now.
I'm long gone.
You're living on a monorail.
monorail.
And George comes to you and he says, "I'm going to be a dad and I'm having a boy. We've because it's the future, right? So you have like a 2-day scan and that tells you its name, its horoscope, all of that. What advice can you give me? How can I be a good father?
Wow, that's deep.
Turn into Frank Butcher in this 25-year period.
Get out of my pub.
Just, you know, don't make the mistakes I make.
It's like Mr. T's in the room again.
You just made up an allegedly deep question with no real answer. I don't know, just don't be a cunt.
It's
the same basic rules for whether you've got kids or not.
Yeah.
What have we done, Helen?
Crack that nut, Ellie.
Yeah! So now it's time for some Father's Day chat.
Oh,
lovely. Let's start with, what are we all doing for the big day, Steve?
As ever, I think it's happened last year, the first I heard that it was Father's Day was when you said, do you want to do a Father's Day podcast? Someone's pulled out this whole So I've no idea what it is or what it is.
So not a big deal. Is it a big deal in your house, Helen?
Oh, it's nice. Look, it's nice for the kids and I to kind of treat Will to a bit of breakfast in bed. Mm. And I think it's a nice excuse to be nice to each other. Which
Why
I think...
do you need an excuse? Don't be a
Sometimes we need a little help.
I think we could do a charity record. Don't be a Don't be a nice.
Yeah.
I Get think... Bono on it.
Yeah. Ooh, I haven't had one of those for a while. Excuses for parties and making cards and that sort of thing. So yeah, Will likes a bacon sandwich in bed.
Is that a euphemism?
What does it mean in your house? Do you get your dad involved, Ellie?
My dad barely knows when his birthday is. So tends to sort of pass him by.
Yeah.
Once I gave him some screen wash. I think it was like screen wash with like a happy Father's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
And similarly, Pete, like, I feel like Pete sort of, like, I'm like Pete's calendar. I know, yeah. Like, when everything is. I could tell him it's Christmas in 2 weeks, and he'd go, oh, all right, yeah. Now, of course, Father's Day is not the only special day you get now, Steve. Yeah. Have you heard about International Steak and Job Day?
The internet.
Yeah, so apparently the Steak and Job Day, which is March 14th, which is exactly a month after Valentine's Day, because blokes don't feel they're getting enough. On Valentine's Day, and they
what world do you fucking people live in? Who cares?
What, do you get a steak and a
Stay
job every day?
Twitter.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
I had a couple of steaks this year. Made them myself.
I heard it takes ages to learn how to do that.
Age 13, I was more lithe. Very, very close.
What an image!
Whoa!
Oh. Why? Why would you lick your own willy? Why?
You've seen animals do it. You would if
they
you could.
They do it because they don't know how to have a shower.
They love
to
every
be
minute
fair, Helen, I'm with Steve on this one. If you could do it, why wouldn't you do it? Seriously.
But I don't know. It's just like eating your own bogies. Eventually, you
no, it isn't. No, it isn't.
No, it isn't. You'll get someone to come around and pick your nose for you, do you?
No, that's true. That's true.
I mean, how much do you enjoy picking your nose? I don't know. Maybe you get that's
mildly satisfying.
Look, it depends on the day, really. If you haven't had much else on, a good nose pick can really turn a day around.
Bit of a build-up. Yeah.
Seriously, I just need to be clear. Yeah. Helen Thorne, are you saying that even if you could lick your own privates, you wouldn't do it?
I don't know. I just haven't thought about it. That is not true. Sorry. My party trick used to be that I could lick my own nipples in front of a party. I thought that was really funny.
That's not a party trick. That's just a lack of self-respect.
Sorry, I forgot all about that.
Is this at children's parties?
No, it's university.
Oh, and back of the wheel has come full circle.
Do you want to hear a really, really
always
interesting fact? When I moved to Cambridge about 10 years ago, I auditioned for the Footlights.
Stretching.
Shut up! So I auditioned for the Footlights, right? And, you know, the premier comedy, comedy troupe in Cambridge.
We've heard of it, yeah. Yeah. Back to the nipples.
All right. That's what she said. But, yeah, so they said, list a special skill that you can do. And I thought I was being really edgy, and I said I could lick my own nipples.
Who can? You just don't do
they
it.
They didn't take me.
No way. What
Why
do they miss
not?
Out?
Oh, my God.
Stephen Fry.
Yeah.
And
say,
they missed
Robert
out.
Webb, David Mitchell.
How different the British comedy landscape could look now.
10 years it's taken me to recover from that.
Oh,
next
one
moves
God.
You to Helen Thorne's. Unbelievable.
Should we
just get them out?
Yeah, I was going to. I don't have the best thighs in the world, so you always have to present your assets. So I would always have me jugs, you know, presented.
Like on a tray?
That's right. I like to show off my I was going to say foliage. What's it called? Cleavage. That's the one.
Foliage is something really different, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Flora and fauna.
So you'd have your décolletage exposed.
Yeah,
I would.
You know.
So you'd just whip one out and pop it.
You have a little, little, you know. I thought that was.
And what sort of reaction did you get?
What kind of crowd was this?
We're Australians. We don't have much else to do. I thought I was being particularly funny and clever and a bit edgy. You do that at uni, don't you?
Well, not that, but
did not do that.
I thought we were talking about Father's Day. This has gone funny.
It's gone somewhere.
I don't think I've ever thought of myself as particularly sexy. More in a jokey kind of.
Right.
Yeah. Jessica Rabbit-y kind of way.
Oh, she was always doing that. Jessica Rabbit licking her own nipples. Is that scene in the deleted scenes on the DVD, isn't
yeah.
there?
Yeah. Licking yeah. her own nipples.
Good. Well, so Steve.
What was your original question?
It's because you told us that you tried to, you know,
auto-fillate.
I didn't just come out with that.
Yes, you did.
Apropos of nothing.
I really don't know where to go. I don't know what. I feel like that's probably the Father's
maybe
Day
I
chat.
Give, maybe so, I yeah, should give that to Bill
for Father's Day. I'd like someone to just lick the nipples in front of me.
Don't look at me. You're a married man.
You're the only woman he knows who can do it.
That's not technically true.
Actual
facts may differ.
TNC applies.
Is it a porn? Do people ever do that in porn? Is that a thing?
Of course they do. It's a basic. That's like. It's not that big a deal. You just don't do it in polite company or in company.
It wasn't like over a beef stroganoff. It was
Frey Bentall's steak and ale.
I didn't mind the nickel lipping, but the beef stroganoff was appalling.
Season 4 of Come Dine With Me, I'm afraid to remember that one.
That's right, I'll come out with my nipple tassels after serving the after eights.
Oh dear. Let's just have a game. Let's have a game.
Alright, are we ready?
Yeah.
We're doing a game, it's called That's Not My Name Game. That's Not My Name Game.
Oh, I
from,
like
or
it.
From the Ting Tings.
From the Ting Tings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that successful band. A lengthy career.
Yeah, that's in hits. I'm doing a game called Stairway to Stephen. What I brought with me is a bag of Steve.
Me, this is it.
I'm going to show you some visual clues, which you have to announce because we're on a podcast, and then you've got to guess which Stephen it is.
Oh.
Ready? So ready? Which Stephen it is? Tell me what you see.
Oh!
I'm currently looking at a red Granny Cox apple in a very sweaty training shoe.
Yeah. Who is it?
Not a f***ing clue.
It's an apple and a trainer.
Steve Cram.
Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
Oh.
Because he was from Apple and he always wore trainers when he launched a new eye device. Which Stephen is this?
It's a small football.
Yes.
Is it Stephen Gerrard?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. That is the only footballer I know called Stephen. Manners.
Okay, so the next visual clue is a police car and a guy laughing. Which Steve is this?
I don't know.
Come on, more clues. Give us some more clues.
Funny. Police.
Coogan. Steve Coogan.
No.
Oh, Steve out of the police.
Yes. No, Steve Guttenberg from Police Academy.
Oh,
damn it. What a thorn. Now, this one is a computer that says...
Stephen Hawking.
Hi, Matilda.
Yeah, so it's... Anyway, yeah, it's Steve. It's Steve Hawking.
Keep
thank you.
The Oscar goes to Eddie Redmayne for his role.
Oh, and
this is possibly the most fun I've had in the last 72 hours.
Aww.
Apart from the auto-fillet show.
There's a picture of Australia and some birthday candles.
Oh, shit! Oh,
shit! Dead guy with a fucking stingray.
I know, I fucking know this.
I fucking know this.
His name isn't even Stephen.
I know. It's a bit of a curveball.
It's Helen's birthday twin, Stefan Dennis.
That's right.
I think Ellie's in the lead. I think she's in
for
the
anyone
lead.
Who's not a regular listener of the podcast,
that's very
Helen
dubious.
Shares her birthday with
what are the chances?
365. Shares her birthday with Stefan Dennis, alias Paul Robinson in Neighbours, and she thinks that's an interesting fact.
It is an
interesting... His name's not Stephen.
His name's not even Stephen.
Did you want one more?
Oh, yeah, yeah, go on, go on.
Okay, okay. So a really big
Stephen
book.
Stephen King.
King.
Yeah, all right.
And at the end of the round,
gives a vibe.
Comedy is the loser.
When you go to the kitchen, you get a utensil for preparing eggs. Sit and fry. Make up my own questions till I win.
Well, you're welcome, Ellie and Steve.
I'm pretending to pot a black ball, but Steve missing it in the 1985 World Snooker Final. Steve Davis.
Oh, I picked the wrong Stephen.
Right.
I very much enjoyed that. Thank you, Ellen Thorne.
You're welcome. One of the best quizzes I've ever been part
of. Yeah, of all the Steve-based quizzes I've ever taken part in, I think that was in my top five.
And it's a nice, clean segue from licking my own so...
She just sullied.
Hi, Mum.
Well, there we go. I think that's enough for Steve chat.
I think there's
more.
Name chat.
More.
Is it time for the Scummy Mummy Confessions, Helen?
It is. It is very much time for the Scummy Mummy's Confessions, and I'm quite excited about this one because it's a collaborative one, isn't it?
I didn't see it. I only heard it.
Ellie, you kick off. Can you paint the scene of the Scummy Mummies behind the scenes?
Picture a summer's day.
Beautiful day, looks like a normal day, looks like a fine day, looks like nothing's going to go wrong. Yes. So what happened was that we were doing a photo shoot, by which I mean we made Steve go around to Helen's house.
Hold
the
iPhone,
photos.
Press that, get your finger off it, press that.
Take photos of us on my iPhone for one of our stupid blog posts. And so obviously that meant we had Hugo and Charlie and George all together in the same house. And Helen, you live on this lovely sort of idyllic cul-de-sac.
That's
right, yeah.
Where all the children sort of run free in the woods and it's all swallows and Amazons. It's very lovely.
Full Pampers Cross.
Yes, full Pampers Cross. I think we know what we're talking about. And within about half an hour, Hugo and Charlie had just taken off all their clothes.
Exactly right.
So, so they're running around naked. And I was like, well, that's nice. You know, they're boys and this is what they do, isn't it? And, yeah. And then what happened, Helen?
Yeah, so... So Charlie and Hugo are like going down the slide and having a lovely time, and I hear them sort of chatting, and I go around and I said, oh, is everything okay? And then Charlie's face sort of drops and then he said, I'm going to do a poo. I was like, okay. And then he just lays the biggest bit of brown table I've ever seen.
It wasn't his face that dropped. It was his arse that dropped.
I know, just a big brown lump. Just
and just
fell.
To be clear, this wasn't like behind a tree or
shat
in a bush.
On
this
the street
was
like
in
a dog.
Helen's front garden. Right outside her front door.
And at that point, Ellie was breastfeeding. And I went, Ellie! And so she ran around from the back garden to the front garden, having a baby attached to her breast, going, oh, 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 oh. And then I'm like, I'll just get wipes. I'll just get wipes. So there am I.
Wipes? Picking, a shovel.
Picking up Ellie's son's poo, putting it in the bin.
Buried,
and then
buried.
We wiping Charlie's bottom. And then Ellie's
and as
going,
I said to you at the time, greater love hath no woman then she will pick up her son's shit for her friend.
That's right.
I did feel very, very touched.
Not in my hands. She
did.
I had multiple wipes to kind of, you know, envelop.
Wipes wouldn't have even come near that.
And she did his bum, the whole number, and I was incredibly, and will always remain incredibly grateful. Yeah. That is friendship, Steve. Yeah. That is true friendship.
And then Charlie, I put a pair of Hugo's pyjamas on Charlie, which he was overjoyed about.
He still talks about it.
I think
it.
I left. When I left, there were three naked children watching some cartoon.
Yeah.
George, we're going back to North London.
That's right. Let's go back to the bugaboos and the BMWs. Quick. Hurry, son.
Don't look. Just close your eyes.
And then Ellie had driven. And we ended up having a glass of wine and Ellie had to call her husband to come pick her up.
Pete
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you, Pete, as well.
Good
so
times.
Yeah.
So do you have an additional Scummy Mummy confession, Steve?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you sound ready to share. He's changed his
It's more, you know how kids imitate you and you better become you. Young Georgie's obsessed with the weather, so a couple of days ago, Daddy, 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 it's p***ing with rain. It's like, oh, no, it's pouring with rain. It's pouring with rain. The other one, he did tell his mother to shut her poisonous mouth.
Stephen Hill! Stephen Hill, no!
He didn't have for once in your miserable life.
Oh!
So I felt good about that one. So yeah, my bad.
Steve's new book, Don't Be a C*** is out this autumn. Look out for the BBC Two series. Oh, well done you.
Yeah.
Oh. On that bombshell.
Yeah, let's eat some of Ellie's extra snacks.
Oh. So thank you so much for joining us today, Steve. How are you feeling?
Yeah, just relieved a bit, really.
I think Robert Winston will be listening to this for tips. Really.
I think so. Well, yeah. Something that sounds like that.
Dislocate your neck. Yeah. It's about the ribs.
In the bath.
But basically, just to sum up, Helen Thorne can lick her own nipples, but wouldn't autofillate given the option. So there we are, yeah. I feel like.
Crack that nut.
Yeah.
Well, if you have enjoyed this episode, do follow us on Twitter at Scummy Mummies, or you can find us on Facebook. Also, just leave us hateful messages. We probably deserve it. And, of course, we're at scummymummies.com.
And Instagram.
I'm going to give her another bottle of wine, see if we can't recreate the magic of 1999 right here in my living room. Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please tell your friends. And until next time, bye-bye!
Bye-bye.
I've had four Chardonnays and now I'm talking about licking my own...
You said you were going to take it easy tonight. One drink, one water, one lick of the nipple, one wine, one water.
One hair of the dog follow.
I'm so sorry if you're listening to this on a train going to work.
I'm listening to it now and I'm sorry.
If you've ever tried to lick your own nipples...
Please call this number.
Yes.
888-0085.
I tell you what, you don't get this on Woman's Hour. You really don't. You really don't.
I bet Jenny Murray does it, though. Go on. We're never getting on that show now, are we? Never mind.
Nope.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.